I was thinking about expectancy this morning. You know, as we're creating what we expect to receive from it, even how we expect to receive the things we want to create, the experiences, whether they come through things or people or actions or, you know, things we do. But the expectancy of it, I think, tells us in a way where we're at and pretty much what we're going to be getting. Because generally, I don't think we get much more than we really expect to get. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like the idea of the 3.6 million rather than going to $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever smaller amount, because it allows us to reach a little further. And with it being such a big difference from, let's say, maybe where we're at the moment, and that reach also tends to expand our expectancy, because without knowing it, we expect certain things in our life. We expect certain things, certain positive things and certain failures. And many times we've become so accustomed to expecting these things that we don't even realize it, that it's there in a sense. I've had this a lot in my past, and probably even in much of it today. I don't always recognize all of it, but if I look in my past a bit, I can see it as one example would be, I expected things not to turn out very well for me. In some ways, I expected whatever I do to have a certain amount of success and then sort of kind of fall apart or never totally continue on. And that expectancy, that feeling of expectancy that I've become so accustomed to, that I don't even pay attention to it, and in a sense don't even know it's there, unfortunately, is there to tell me something. To tell me, hey, this is what you're expecting because this is what you're setting up for yourself. So you have that feeling of expectancy, which is telling you this is what you're setting up for yourself. Now, if you don't want this, you have to do something about it. And that is would be the first thing, by expecting and believing in something else and creating a belief in something beyond what we normally expect for ourselves. And here's a perfect example. And it's kind of very, I don't have the word for it, but it really irritates me that I have this, but I think I realized it this morning. I have an expectancy of this. I'll try to explain it the best I can. That I will do really well with sending love and creating things for myself, do really well in being able to write it out or put it on paper so other people can actually very easily take that and create for themselves the life that they want. I expect that that will turn out at a very high rate, and there will be a very, very high rate of success for other people. But I expect that in certain areas I will achieve a very high rate for myself. In other areas, I will fail miserably. And one of those areas are in the health side. In other words, in the healing side. And I come across this morning because I was feeling a little sorry for myself of Roberta's illness, with her cancer. And things are just not going that great. And I'm going, why? I've got all this ability. I've gone through all this work, so much effort, dedicated my entire life to this, paid an extremely high price for this information, to learn it, and be able to use it to improve my life and other people's life. And actually, probably, in all honesty, more so for other people, because I pay a high price for have written the books. You know, it takes away privacy and all kinds of things, and in many ways actually hinders me and takes enormous amount of time. So looking at that, I went, why do I have to have this thing in our lives? When everything else is going so good, why do I need this pile of crap? And on top of that, seem to not have the ability to do anything about it. And yet, people take the information that I've written down and explained, use it, and write back of their success with healing and so forth. And yet here I am, stuck. This kind of is a double-edged sword. And it sure brings out honesty. But here's the double-edged sword. One, it's kind of embarrassing. Because here I'm preaching about creating and being able to create the life that you want and how, and by sending love, and how it then affects the whole world and improves the whole world. So as you actually improve your own life, you literally improve the entire planet. And the more people do it, the better it gets for everyone. And here I am, and I can't even help myself. In certain areas. In other areas, yes. But not that area. So one, it's embarrassing. It's sort of like if somebody comes and goes, hey, you're preaching this stuff and you're saying that love will heal. Well, with love energy you can do this and you can do that. And what about this? What about yourself? Well, there you go. It's like being a toothpaste salesman and saying this is the very best toothpaste and you have the most rotten teeth. It's, you know, it doesn't make sense. Two, it's very upsetting and very irritating, and it has a tendency to bring me down and to question myself and to say, well, if this is the case, am I really that sure about the rest of it? Maybe the rest of it is just luck. Whatever, you know? Maybe this part of my life sucks, so this part of my life is twice as good. Maybe that's what is really going on, and the rest is just a bunch of bullshit. See, it creates large amounts of doubt. And I'm not sure, I'm probably quite sure I'm not the only one with issues like this. The question is, you know, what do you do? Do you keep going? Do you give up? Do you say, well, I'm not doing this right, or doing this right? I keep adjusting. I keep looking for better ways. I keep following the inner guidance. And so forth. And I keep getting the messages, you know, just keep going. It will all unfold. Well, you know, you get a little tired of that after a while. Oh, just keep going, it'll all be fine. Oh, just keep going, it'll all be fine. I mean, how many times do we hear that? The problem is when I get in these moods, I can get very destructive. And sometimes, when I get into these moods, I really would like the trash of the whole project. And just write off 30-some years off my life and just say, well, that was a waste. Okay, so I'll take this stuff throw it out the door, and I'll just do what everybody else does. Do your work, collect your money, save some money, wait till old age, retire with what money you got, and just try to live the best you can and accept the rest of it. See, I don't like that. That really irritates me. That's not good enough. That's not near good enough. That's not at all good enough. That's not even acceptable. Last night I watched a show. It was called Constantine. And it's about, you know, the battle between heaven and hell. And I watched a show like that, and it just pisses me off. And I really get upset at both heaven and hell. Because, first of all, in that sense, I don't believe in those two. But as the aspect of the show, I just go, I don't like the idea of that. I don't like the idea of anybody going to hell. And frankly, I wouldn't put up with it. Even someone I don't like, and there are people I really dislike, I prefer not to have them around, but I don't want to see them go to hell. I don't want to see anyone. I don't care what they've done. Nobody has any business in a place like that. And I don't think there's anything or anybody or any God or anything in the universe or anywhere else that has the right to send any soul for an eternity into a place like that. And see, right there, if there was a thing like that, I would end up battling both hell and heaven. I mean, I'd be right in between fighting both of them, because I find both are discriminating. We either all go to the same place or we all go nowhere. We all have the same rights to improve. And yeah, people go, yeah, well, what about the rapist? Well, what about them? It's so easy to throw the first stone. It's so easy to go to war because the government says you have to go to war and shoot someone. And that's so much better than shooting someone on the street for your own survival or whatever the case, right? We have all these judgments. And you know, throughout our history, our judgments change. Oh yeah, we change our minds all the time. See, one time it was fine to burn people because we called them a witch. That's fine. It's okay, you know, to send someone to hell because they committed suicide. Let's see, they were hurting so bad and in so much pain, we didn't bother to help them or make the effort to get through to them, so they commit suicide and they're the ones that go to hell. Oh, what a pile of crap. Okay, what a pile of crap. I wouldn't put up with that shit for 5 seconds. See, I just talked myself back into my belief. See, because I believe in love. I believe in that power and that source and that energy. And I believe in that as a balance for everyone. Because it also fits into every religion possible. You can add that to your religious belief without having to change them one iota. I think it works for everyone, and it's fair for everyone, and it doesn't leave anyone out. And it's purely non-judgmental. It is accepting of all, from the smallest creature to the largest. So, what about this healing thing? So perhaps the best thing is to do is just be damn honest. I have no idea how to do it. I don't get a whole lot of results. I have got some results. There are improvements. I have to say that. There's definitely been some results with my dog and improvements. Because it's always hard to to point at, improve, an improvement, because you don't know where it would have been without the sending the love and using that to heal. So it's really hard to tell, because you can't really measure against something. So you have to sort of, in a sense, trust that the improvement you see is because of the sending love. Or it's not any worse because of the sending love. I mean, for all I know, if I hadn't been doing my work, perhaps by now she would actually be dead. See, I don't know that. So first of all, I guess I do have to believe and hold on to it, even though the cure is not 100%. I guess that's the issue here, right? If it's not 100%, I guess I'm saying it's not successful. But first of all, I guess let's go back to the honesty. I have to first be honest and say, well, I don't know how well it works. I don't even know for sure whether sending love as far as healing for myself, for my immediate family, actually works. Or if I have the ability, I should have, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure how well it works or anything in that regard. I know it works for material things, for experiences, for increasing happiness, work, money, anything in that regard, it works. That's, in a sense, why I also picked the 3.6 million rather than a smaller amount, which I've done before with smaller amounts. The larger amount just allows more room. It allows 36,000 to come in. 300,000. 6,000, you know, and it puts a couple of numbers in there so you can always kind of give yourself a measurement. I mean, you might walk out the other day and win $36. Well, that's almost a sign that relates back to your creating with the money. And it allows for constant expansion. So it allows the income to continuously increase. And as we get better with the creating, allowing it to receive, we don't really have to change the numbers. We can continue on because we've put a big enough number on it that it can just expand. And it's not restricted by our, you know, ideals of the number we put on it. Because here's the trick. When you're creating the 10,000, for instance, let's say you work at it for 6 weeks. Well, might have already had success on the first week. It's all a done deal from here on. You could actually stop and the money would still arrive. But you don't necessarily know that. So you continue on for another 5 weeks. You see, you don't know it because it hasn't arrived yet, but everything that needed to be done, the energy has gone out, you're open to receive, and now the money's coming. It just has not arrived at your doorstep in your fingers yet. And that may take a few more weeks for it to actually get there. But in the meantime, you don't know you've got success, so you keep working on that same 10,000. So you're putting all this work into it and energy, and it's already a done deal. See, that's like filling a glass and keep pouring water in it. The glass is full and running over, you just can't see it. So that's why I picked on the 3.6 million. At least it's a bigger package. So as the allowance increases, so will the flow of money then. So if a person is at a point where they're really not in the allowance state of 3.6 million, well, that's fine. They might be in the allowance state of $1,000. So that $1,000 is now coming in, but they're working on the 3.6 million. So the whole time you're working on it, you're still expanding. You see, this glass is now, instead of just a glass, is a truck, a water truck. And yes, If you would have just went to a class, it would already be overflowing. But in the water truck, you have a lot of room for expansion. And you've already got the glass full, so you're receiving and you're allowing the expansion as you go along. So that works really well there. With healing, I don't know. I don't really have a grasp for it. Maybe someday I will, I don't know. Maybe, who knows, when I get this packed down to a better system like I'm doing right now with the creating of things and experiences, then maybe I will switch over to healing. Maybe then the light will come on in that regard. Maybe I need to take one thing at a time, solve this issue, and then go over to this issue. I mean, our financial issue had to be solved at some time, because in the past, you know, years ago, I did have money problems, and it was always a big issue, so, and it caused a lot of problems, because you couldn't buy anything to, well, do anything. I mean, I couldn't even buy a small computer to write with and make notes and so forth. So, anyway, one issue at a time, I guess, needs to be solved. And I think, yeah, that makes sense in some ways for me to focus on this and spend some time, of course, working on the healing also. But mostly I stay with this. And I think yesterday I said that when I focus on the illness part and the healing part of that, I end up getting upset because my expectancy, I guess, is not really there. I don't fully expect a cure. So I suppose if I don't expect it, how can I expect it to show up? My lack of expectancy shows my lack of belief. My lack of belief shows my lack of confidence. My lack of confidence is also telling me that really I'm not flowing it. I'm really not flowing the love, the energy to really do the healing part. These are really the signals saying that the flow is not really there. And it's more like, I want the flow to be there, but it's not. So I actually have to change some of those feelings and some of the behavior, some of my thoughts, and some of my beliefs before that whole healing thing can really allow to come to fruit. So I hope what I'm saying makes some sense. Well, I hope it makes sense to me, because I really would like to improve things. Sometimes, you know, I really worry, I guess, with this stuff, what other people think. But I guess the bottom line is, you either, you know, believe in it or you don't. And that's just the way it is. And you have to decide what you want to believe in. You know, do we want to believe that we have the power to heal one ourselves and others? Do we want to believe that? Well, I think so. Well, how badly do we want it? Do we want to believe it enough to make it a belief? Do we want it enough so that we will instill ourselves with the confidence, therefore bringing up the feeling, therefore opening that flow, and therefore seeing the results?